Afternoon, Kelly. How are you?
Good. So what do you make, then, of this decision of Harry and Meghan to step back from the royal family?
Well, look, I do think that it is a good example of a modern monarchy in modern times. Indeed, this is unprecedented, I guess, at least in many people's memories. But as the Queen said in a statement from Buckingham Palace, that this is something that is complicated. It will take time to actually work through. I think that's a much more measured and balanced response compared to some of the speculation, and it's particularly some of the points that I think Andrew's just raised there.
What do you think some of those complications might be, given that Harry is sixth in line? He's never going to be sitting on the throne. From my understanding, Diana left him a lot of money. He's independently wealthy anyway. So is Meghan Markle. What are the complications of saying, you know what, we're not going to be senior royals. We're going to go and live our own lives. With respect to the monarchy, they're not going to, you wouldn't think, run rampant. But, what are the problems here?
Yeah, sure, Kelly. Look, I think one of your callers picked it up previously. There are sort of inevitable complications around stepping away from royal duties and the implications of that for trust and all of the really good work that Prince Harry does and Meghan as well. I think it's important to note that there's no constitutional consequences of this for Australia. You do mention that Harry is sixth in succession to the throne. So the immediate implications of this for Australia, there simply aren't any. I sense that it will obviously put a lot of pressure as well on the Duke and Duchess Sussex and Cambridge. And the pressure that will apply to them, I think, will be something to be teased out and worked through. And exactly what stepping away as a senior figure looks like, again, and just to return to the Queen's statement, it is complicated and it will take time to actually work through. Mm.
Sean Jacobs is Queensland spokesman for the Australian Monarchist League. You're with Kelly Higgins-Devine on ABC Radio Brisbane in Queensland, 26 past four. Just with this, can we just talk about the monarchy's relevance to Australians? Has it lost a bit of skin lately with the Prince Andrew scandal, this announcement by Harry and Meghan, that it closer to the war years, yep, you can see those ties, but as time goes on, as was just mentioned, there's something in the distant past now.
Well, I don't sense it's an archaic idea. I do think that the monarchy and the crown is a symbol that's actually built to last in an age of short-termism. I mean, you mentioned it's certainly been an active 2019, and you mentioned some of the instances there. Far from being irrelevant, I do think that the crown, it still remains a symbol of tradition, unity, something that's above politics, and certainly something that's above some of the day-to-day, and especially the speculation that we see. So I do think that the monarchy, if anything, remains more relevant in a changing world.
Is it relevant to Australia, though? I see its relevance to Britain, but how is it relevant other than, the obvious, the First Fleet, and, the white civilization after that? How is it relevant now to Australia?
Well, I think, it doesn't have any bearing on the amount of tax you pay or how fast you drive on the freeway. But I do think that some of the relevance can be unpacked just by looking at what the proposals from the Republican movement are in replacing our Governor-General, for example, with the President, and however that may take place, will inevitably drive a lot of complications that do not need to be done. There was that old saying, in the late 90s when this debate popped up at the Constitutional Convention, that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's getting sort of a tired argument. But I do think that a lot of Australians find space for that argument, because when you look at some of the changes that are proposed, they don't make sense. They are hiding for relevance, and they're not needed for Australia at this point in time or going forward.
Do you think it's actually a good move by Harry and Meghan to start distancing themselves? That he's no longer the spare. We've got George in there now. After William, so we've got a couple of spares there. To actually move away and to start living independent lives is in a modern world is probably what they should do.
Yeah, look, I think that's a fair point, and Andrew did touch on this as well, that we don't know what he's I sense that you can see there's that element of respect, at least from the Queen, in trying to work through this and taking a different approach, quote unquote, is the statement that she made.
Mm.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've not all of us have watched The Crown, but you watch it, you saw what happened to Princess Margaret, that, you know, it was a life kind of lost because of a lack of purpose, I think. And these two especially seem to have a lot of drive, a lot of purpose that seems to be getting lost in sort of the day-to-day of being a royal.
Mm, for sure. And I think that's only one, you know, symbolised in the amount of publicity that they can generate for the causes that yep. they are a part of. But then, yeah, secondly, just the amount of intense media scrutiny and pressure that they're under constantly. So, you know, as a young person myself, about the same age as Harry, I couldn't imagine the amount of scrutiny that he lives under. It's certainly not something that I think most people would envy or could really appreciate.
No, look, just having to wear stockings all the time would do me in, Sean Jacobs, and not being able to wear the nail polish I liked. I couldn't follow any of those rules. I'd be a terrible royal. It's been good talking with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. I believe happy birthday to
Thank you.
Chime in there as well.
Sean Jacobs from the Australian Monarchist League. Look, the